Under a new general permit proposal, the Adirondack Park Agency says a simplified silvicultural treatment that meets jurisdictional clear-cutting thresholds would encourage sustainable forestry practices. Protect the Adirondacks is one of several environmental groups that wants the state agency to reject the proposal. Executive Director Peter Bauer says the APA has not proven a new permit process is needed.
The other reasons that this was problematic, a number of the properties that would become automatically eligible for this clear-cutting general permit are properties where there are state-held conservation easements. We thought it was very troubling that conservation easement properties, where the state has often purchased 2/3 to 3/4 of the value of the property and also pays taxes, would be eligible for clear cutting. We also did not think that the general permit as a way to expedite a clear cutting permit was really the best way.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan notes that a regular permit requires public input and a vote of the agency's commissioners. That would not be required with the proposed general permit.
The legislature, back when it created the Adirondack Park Agency, instructed it to treat clear cuts of more than 25 acres as a Class A regional project and to take very seriously what the consequences of this would be. I think that's a reflection on the fact that the Adirondack Park was once destroyed by clear cutting and that we don't want to see that happen again. And we felt that the changes really weren't justified very well, that the park agency had only received 3 requests for a clear cutting permit in the past 20 years and that all 3 had been granted in relatively short order.
Empire State Forest Products Association President and CEO Eric Carlson says what's being referred to as clear cutting is a misnomer, and the new permitting process has been needed in the Adirondacks for some time.
Specifically to improve the oversight and regenerating the forest of the Adirondacks, I think the unintended consequences of the Adirondack current rules has left a lot of landowners very frustrated of being able to implement modern forest management and especially sustainable forest management practices, so that we have seen over time a deteriorating forest. And this was a move to be able to help those landowners that are already performing and are certified as sustainable management to meet that threshold. We were certainly encouraged by the APA's interest to provide some mechanism so that we can get better on-the-ground forest management.
Adirondack Park Agency spokesman Keith McKeever says the agency has never taken consideration of the general permit off the board.
What the APA is still considering is a general permit, which would allow the agency to have a more efficient review to permit silviculture treatments, which are industry standards that allow for forest management practices that are environmentally friendly, they result in healthier forests, and they also allow for forest products industry to economically benefit from our forests. We're still considering this. Given the amount of public comment and the amount of misinformation that we're seeing, we felt it would be in everyone's best interest if the agency would conduct some additional outreach and address misinformation that's been out there.
McKeever says the APA is still accepting public comments and plans to meet with stakeholders within the next 2 weeks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.